I'm Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Report, speaking with travel journalist Judith Ritter. As a train buff, Judith, is there a great train experience to be had in Southeast Asia?
Well, there certainly is. The Eastern and Oriental train, the E&O, between Bangkok and Singapore is simply luxury on wheels. Everything is magic on this two-day trip up the Malay Peninsula. The train, more a five-star hotel than a railway, is British green and gold on the outside, polished wood and Chinese lacquer on the inside. And how much more romantic could a trip be than to have afternoon tea on fine china and gaze out the panoramic window at the rubber plantations and the coconut palms, the occasional water buffalo on your way to Kuala Lumpur? But no need to stay in your seat. Try the bar car with its rattan furniture and tropical drinks. And there's a library car stocked with 19th century fiction and board games. And speaking of bored, no one is ever bored, because along the route the train stops in Penang for a look around the local markets, and another stop to take a look at the real bridge on the River Kwai and take a raft down the river itself. Nights on the train are even more remarkable. Guests are requested to dress formally for dinner in the elegantly appointed dining cars. What an opportunity to wear black tie or ball gown, or for 19th century nostalgia buffs to don white linen suits, or for the ladies, big brimmed hats. The five-course meals are delicious, extravagant, and imported from around the world. End the evening on the E&O with a stroll to the observation car, where you can stand outside under the moonlight and watch the track disappear under you as the E&O train winds its way through the jungle.
I'm Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Report.